Welcome to the U.S. Politics Daily Brief. I'm your host, A.I. Michelle. Here are our top stories today. First, the Trump administration has fired 50 prosecutors and deputies in a Department of Justice overhaul. Second, Signalgate raises bipartisan questions, but lawmakers remain split on answers. Third, the Energy Secretary envisions a U.S. nuclear renaissance, focusing on restoring pit production and localizing nuclear power. Finally, authorities are investigating a fire that damaged the entryway to New Mexico GOP headquarters. In a significant move, the Trump administration has fired over 50 prosecutors and deputies as part of a sweeping overhaul of the Department of Justice. This decision came to light as two career DOJ officials were dismissed via one-line emails stating the action was on behalf of President Trump. The White House, in coordination with the DOJ, has been actively targeting U.S. attorney offices across multiple states, according to a statement from Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt. This shakeup underscores President Trump's ongoing efforts to address what he perceives as the weaponization of the justice system. Notably, the dismissals included Adam Schleifer in Los Angeles and Regan Fondren in Memphis. Schleifer, who had previously criticized Trump during his 2020 congressional campaign, was working on a prosecution involving Andrew Wiederhorn, a Trump donor facing federal charges. Meanwhile, Fondren's firing has prompted Tennessee Senator Marsha Blackburn to announce Joe Murphy as the interim U.S. attorney for the district. The broader implications of this DOJ overhaul could reshape the political landscape, stirring debates about the independence of the judiciary and the executive's influence over it. As these developments unfold, public opinion may shift, with potential impacts on upcoming elections and policy directions. Stay tuned as we continue to monitor this evolving story. In other news, Signalgate continues to raise bipartisan questions, but lawmakers are split on the answers. The Trump administration's signal leak, which became a major headline last week, has left Democrats and some Republicans agreeing on the need for further investigation, yet divided on the consequences. The incident originated when National Security Advisor Mike Waltz inadvertently included a reporter in a chat discussing a strike on Houthi rebels. This sparked concerns about how the administration shares sensitive military operation details. While the Trump administration maintains that no classified information was leaked, polling shows that a majority of Republicans view the mix-up as a significant issue. Senate Armed Services Chair Roger Wicker and Ranking Member Jack Reed have requested an investigation by the Pentagon's Inspector General to understand how the leak occurred. Senator James Lankford agreed, noting the need to investigate how a reporter was included in such a sensitive conversation, and how administration members communicate on urgent matters while traveling. However, Lankford dismissed calls for Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth's resignation as excessive. Representative Mike Turner also questioned the use of Signal for sensitive discussions, arguing that the platform does not guarantee privacy. He emphasized that ongoing military operations should be considered classified, although intelligence officials involved in the chat have the authority to declassify information. Polling indicates that 75% of Americans, including 56% of Republicans, view the use of the Signal app for discussing military plans as inappropriate. Meanwhile, Senator Mark Warner and other Democrats have called for the resignations of Hegseth and Waltz, arguing that mishandling sensitive information could lead allies to withhold intelligence from the United States. Senator Michael Bennett accused Intelligence Director Tulsi Gabbard and CIA Director John Ratcliffe of lying during their testimony before the Intelligence Committee, asserting that nonpartisan and truthful leadership is essential for the intelligence community. The broader implications of Signalgate could affect international intelligence sharing and the integrity of U.S. defense communications. As the investigation unfolds, public opinion could sway, impacting how the U.S. conducts its military and intelligence operations in the future, especially in terms of technology use and information security. Energy Secretary Chris Wright envisions a U.S. nuclear renaissance, aiming to restore pit production and localized nuclear power. In a recent interview, Secretary Wright discussed plans to reignite the U.S. nuclear sector for energy and defense purposes, emphasizing the importance of restarting plutonium pit production. These pits, which are essential components of nuclear weapons, have not been mass-produced since the Cold War era. The Energy Department aims to meet the Pentagon's goal of manufacturing 80 pits, with hopes of surpassing 100 during the Trump administration. Wright is also focusing on reopening significant nuclear power plants, such as the Palisades plant in Michigan, while advancing small modular reactor, SMR, technology. This innovation could provide power to underserved communities and sensitive sites, enhancing energy independence and security. The SMR technology allows for on-site assembly, offering a cost-effective and efficient power solution compared to traditional large-scale plants. The push for a nuclear revival reflects a broader strategy to reduce reliance on wind and solar energy, which are subject to weather conditions. Nuclear power, with its consistent energy output and small environmental footprint, is viewed by Wright as a crucial component of America's energy future. However, opposition to nuclear energy remains a challenge, as seen in the closure of the Indian Point plant in New York. States like Alaska have shown strong support for SMR technology, recognizing its potential to provide low-cost, reliable power. The Trump administration's efforts to simplify regulatory processes could accelerate the adoption of nuclear technology, but bureaucratic hurdles remain. As these developments unfold, the potential for a nuclear renaissance could shift energy policy discussions, influencing both economic and environmental strategies in the U.S. Authorities investigate fire at New Mexico GOP headquarters. Federal authorities are investigating a fire that damaged the entryway to the headquarters of the Republican Party of New Mexico in Albuquerque. The fire, which occurred early Sunday morning, has been deemed suspicious, with agents recovering incendiary materials at the scene. However, the specific materials found have not been disclosed by the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives, which is handling the investigation alongside local authorities. The incident follows a series of recent vandalism acts targeting properties associated with Tesla and its owner, Elon Musk. These acts have been labeled as domestic terrorism by U.S. Attorney General Pam Bondi, with Molotov cocktails used in some cases to start fires at Tesla dealerships. The targeting of properties linked to Musk, who has been a prominent supporter of President Donald Trump, raises questions about politically motivated violence. Firefighters responded promptly to the blaze at the GOP headquarters, bringing it under control within about 5 minutes. The building was unoccupied at the time, and no injuries were reported. However, the entrance was badly burned, and smoke damage was extensive throughout the office. The security system at the GOP office detected the fire, allowing for the swift response from Albuquerque Fire Rescue. Albuquerque Mayor Tim Keller condemned the arson as a cowardly act and emphasized that politically motivated crimes are unacceptable. He praised the fire department for their quick action and urged anyone with information about the incident to come forward. The investigation is ongoing, with federal agents from both the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms and Explosives, and the Federal Bureau of Investigation involved. This attack on the GOP headquarters highlights the increasing tensions and potential for violence in the current political climate. As authorities continue their investigation, the incident may influence public opinion on the security of political parties and the need for increased protection against such acts. The outcome of the investigation could also impact the broader discourse on political violence and its ramifications for American democracy. All right, that's a wrap for this episode. If you enjoyed this brief and would like to stay updated on latest episodes, don't forget to click follow in your podcast app. Thanks again for listening, and hope to catch you next time.